Okay, Siat Shmaya. Ogdal Yahu, page 60. Torah is on Hanukkah. Now, tonight is, I think it's called Thanksgiving Eve, right? In America. But I'm saying people call this in America Thanksgiving Eve, you know? People make a whole Asik. I remember when I was in high school, it was like it's a big night in the Gaisha world.
Big party night.
Right? It's a big night of a lot of wasted time. So, let's learn a little bit about what it means to be a real Jew. Here we go. Shem Kol Yisrael. We're holding 20 days until Hanukkah, however. Person to start thinking about Hal and Hoda. Hoda is also saying thank you. Which thank you team am I on? Zahaya, so basically, we're just picking up in the middle of the piece. At the beginning of the piece, the Ordaleo was speaking about how there's three things that the Yavanim decreed on, right? So they said it was Moed, right? Rosh Chodesh. It was Mila and Shabbos. So they spoke about the three things of all what Moed, Mila, and Shabbos have in common. They're all in Yonim that are Lamalim and Teva. Right? We know Shabbos is main Olam Haba, right? It's above this world. Rosh Chodesh is Lamalim and Zman. So you control the Zman. And Mila is day 8. Right, it's being Mekadesh your guf. Speaks about that's dafka what the Yevanim wanted to decree on.
Shabbos
Me'ein Olam Haba, it's Day of Olam Haba. So they wanted to decree on that, and also on Tillin they had a sheikhus to that. But anything that was Lamal Minateva, they wanted to try to take away from us. So let's pick up with bottom of page 60. V'zehaya kol kavanas Yavan. Lahotzi mehem achiyas tekdusha. The whole kavan of Yavan is to remove any chiyas of kedusha from us. This is what we see in Chazal. They say about Yavan. Shamru Chazal, ba'u pritzim v'chaluhu. So it speaks about Yavan. It says ba'u pritzim. They like were porates together. It means that like they broke through things. V'chalalu. So what's this word v'chalalu? Chaluha. Kinira the tevas chilul he mishorash chalal. Right, the word chilul. Right, which means to either like chil Hashem means to also remove. Right, chalal means emptiness. From the word chalal. Ki chilul hu ma shemotzi ha-kedusha me'achefetz. Chilul means that I remove kedusha from a certain object. U'mechalel oso davar acher, and I put the kedusha on something else. For example, we know from like meiser, from like bikurim. Right? Let's say a person wants to eat his fruits, so he takes his fruits and he's poured it onto his money. So now when he goes and spends that money, Yerushalayim. He took the kedusha out of the fruits and put it onto the money. So also, what Yavan represents is the meaning of chalal. That they remove some. What are they removing, though? What they try to remove is they remove the kedusha from the object. When you remove kedusha from something, you take out what its inner source is. Right? A guf without a neshama is not anything. It's dead. And it's totally empty. Chalal means it has an empty space. Shechasra pnimius besocha. The pnimius, the ruchnius inside of it is empty. V'zeh shorash malchus yavan. L'chalal kol davar. This is the shorash, the root of yavan. Everything they're about is what? To make everything empty in life. U'lohotzi mimena achiyas ha-pnimi v'sheyeshar rak hayofi achitzoni. That all that a yavan wants to do is what? To take out any pnimius, any ruchnius, any neshama, and just leave it with the beautiful thing you have on the outside. Right, that's all they're looking for, to remotzi any kedusha. Ukshi gavru achashmonaim, ayavanim, and the chashmonaim took over the Yavanim when we beat them. Ubatlu hachashchus, sheratzu Yavanim, lahachnis besoch klaisal. And what we were mevatel, right, we uprooted the darkness, the darkness that the Yavanim wanted to bring upon us. As nasa nes benir sa menorah. That's why the nes came back through the menorah, right, or being mevatel the choshech. That when you light up the neros on Hanukkah, you have to realize that that or that you're lighting is the simin to show that what? That this is this gets rid of the darkness of Yavan. Umeir ha'or ha'pnimi, and it shines the or of pnimi, the inner light. Vishe gavra chachma Torah al chachma chitoni shal Yavan, and to show that what? That the chachma of Torah uprooted that darkness of Yavan. Ukimavur be Ramban. They brought the Atar Liyosh, they brought the crown back to us. And they brought back the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Shehem Am Yuchad, that what? That we're specific, we're a special nation. Mishune Mishar Umos, Ha'am Mufchar, that we're different from other nations. That we don't do what other nations do. Vizos ha'ara me'anitzachon shachashmonayim, yaredes, b'choshana v'shana v'imei ha'chanaka. And this or, this light, from the victory of the Chashmonaim comes down every single year on Chanukah. Hanitzachon. So what's the victory that we had over the Yavanim? Hanitzachon al shitas hamesyavnim. Harotzim shebnei Yisrael yizdamu laumos. You know what that victory is? It's the victory to be better than the nations. Not, what does it mean to be better than them? To know that what? That we're not like the other guy. That we don't do what you do. Right? Vadayin kaima mechama hazos b'klal Yisrael yom. So you might think that was back in the day. But we know that Rizal famously says, and the Berditchever quotes it also by Sukkis.
Pretty much what we do now is like...
We say in the bracha, she'asa nisim lavaseinu bayam mehem bazman hazeh. Meaning what? Bayam mehem that existed back then, bazman hazeh, and it's also right now. Not that it's a zeichel davar, it is mamish it. Like we know we say on the Nesiv HaShalom says this a lot. We say on Pesach, zman chayrusenu. Not that it was a time we achayrus that, it's the zman now of chayrusenu. Right? Zman man torusenu. On Shavuos. Doesn't mean that Torah was given back then, it's now also. And we say on Sukkis, zman simchasenu. And what? It's also simcha now. So too on Chanukah. That or and that victory you had back then, we need that even more today than any time else. Where you can mamish put a Jew who's sitting in the base manager's office right now and a Greek next to each other and the Maisa, it's hard to even say this, you wouldn't know which one's a Jew. Same hairdo, same clothing, same shoes, same music, same everything, same Talmud textbook. You know? Sheyeshnam osam b'nei adam harotzim shebnei Yisrael yizdamu la'umos. Because there are a lot of people today who want what? World peace, world equality, everyone's equal. V'niyah kichol ha'goyim b'Yisrael. That what? Just be like every other guy. Hein b'machshavasam v'hein b'mavusham. Whether what you think about and what you wear. U'trichim nir'os b'yam elu. And these days now, leading up, like we always say, hachana is gematria 80, hachana is gematria yisod. That the hachana you do for something is going to be the foundation of what it is for you. So these days, what's the avodah these days? L'skaber al elu harotzim l'frotz chomas b'nei Yisrael. To be porate chomas, to break into the camp of Klal Yisrael. V'shu b'nei Yisrael nikarim ben umos. V'lo yeh v'yisarvu bagayim v'yilmdu ma'aseim. That what's the nekuda of doing? That we have to realize that what? That we should recognize that what? We are not a goy. You should see a yid, know that that's a Jew. That's not a goy. In a business place, wherever you're walking. Definitely you're walking Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't be afraid to be a Jew in Eretz Yisrael especially. Right? That what? That v'yisarvu bagayim v'yilmdu ma'aseim. That we shouldn't learn from their ways. Kimo shepir shakanmonim sha'ayde ma'a shebnei Yisrael einam nikarim b'mabushim v'alichasam e'umos ayde zeheim v'telim b'agayim. That what? That when we're not different. That when we look the same as them, we dress the same as them, we speak the same as them, we go to the same places as them, what happens? We become them. You don't know the difference. But when you can tell that this is a Jew, what happens? When you can tell that this is a Jew, that what? That shows that what? We're not going to fall to them. We're not going to fall to a guy. Every person has to think about this now. To what? To be mekayim. To live that what? The hevdel bein Yisrael u'umos. To know that there's a difference between us and the goyim. Ulevata sayitzahar ashish bechol echad sherotzel is damos lagoyim. And to be vata that yitzahar to be like the goyim, right? The whole hashkafa of the goyim is everything is what? Be like Mike. Yeah, you know, we grow up hearing that, right? Michael Jordan, be like Mike. It's exactly the sheet of the goyim. Be like us, right? Be part of us. Be everything with us. Be us. That's what it starts with. Vilimtzo chein be'eneag akum kishita sayivanim misyavnim. What does everyone want to do, right? No, we have to have positive relations with the Goyim. For sure we do. But you realize everyone takes it like 30 steps too far? We have to try to find chen in their eyes. What about trying to find chen in the eyes of the Borei Olam? Somehow we forget about that very quickly a lot. The question is that what do you want chen to be? We're like sucking up to the Goyim. Like, you know, we're like so afraid of them. Right? That's everything about us. Remember this week's Parsha, Yaakov Inu, what? He's not afraid of Lavan. Finally, one of the best parts of Ayetze is, well, when Yaakov just steps up to Lavan. You're thinking all the time, when's he just going to finally just like knock him out? And boom, Yaakov steps up. And the best thing is when we step up, when we're proud to be hidden. That's exactly what we have to think about these days. And who do I want to be like? What team am I playing on? A little light there. The Gemara is She'en Omrim Halal B'Purim. Speaking of Purim, right? Here you look up. Right? That we don't say Halal on Purim. Da'akati avdei Achashverosh on him. So the Gemara says, why don't we say halal on Purim? It says, because we were still slaves to Achashverosh. V'i efshar lomar halalu avdei Hashem ki adayin mishubadim la'Achashverosh. And you can't say that what? That we're the servants of Hashem. Why? Because we were still subservient to Achashverosh. Nimtzeis omar shebegulas yavan sh'anu omrim halal alea. But what do we see? That Purim, we don't say halal. But we do say halal on Chanukah. Why? Anu omrim halu avde Hashem velo avdu Yavan. Because we're saying that what? That we're avadim of Hashem, not of Yavan. Ki halal omrim rak al nes shebo me'aseder hazeh shal nisim ha'shayach l'nitzchis. Because the only reason nes occurs and why we say halal is something that occurs that's nitzchis. What does nitzchis mean? That it's eternal. Something that occurred and now there's something that's eternal. Pesach, Yitzias Yisrael, that's eternal. Right? Mantorah, that's eternal. Right? Rosh Chodesh, that's eternal. So to Chanukah. So what's the eternalness? What's the nitzchis of Chanukah? Kamir's halal ain't no hefker. It's not just stam like we bark and we daven and gvadig minin the shafris this Sunday. To know what? It's not just hefker. It's not just okay. You know, get done with it. The chol mashnir lo knas kones. V'rak nes kazeh sheshayach lechol adoros. Only a nes that's shayach for everything. And the victory is a real victory. Az omrim hal. In that case, we say halal. V'lachin matzinu ki l'shana acheres kavum behalal vada. That the year after we won the Nes of Chanukah, 1 year later they set it up that what? This is going to be halal and hoda. Right? For praise and thanks. Thanksgiving. V'lo miyad k'she ha'nes. Not right when the nes happened. We didn't say halal. Ki lo yadu I nes zeh she'ach adoros. Because we didn't know if this nes would be forever. V'rak. We felt that we felt that the oros were back. Then we knew, oh, this Nes of Chanukah is shayach forever. And for that, we set up a halal. And for that, we set up that we're going to always say halal. And here we go. You ready for this? The Geulas Yavan Haisa Geula Olamis Me'akoach Shavan. The Geula of Yavan, the Nes of Chanukah is what? It's a Geula for that what? We got out of the Koach of Yavan. V'lachin Bicholas Ha'adam Lomar Halal Ki Nigal Mikocho Shavan. Because we got Geula. We got freedom. We got freed from what? From the Koach of Yavan. Everything that Yavan represents. Like Rabbi Nachman speaks about everywhere. Today we see that everyone's looking for Chachmas Chitzonius. Chachmas Yivanis. Yesh b'koach Adam nisgabe al nisayon hazeh. So from the fact that we beat Yavan, and it's a koach, it's a nes nitzchi, that what? A person has to know today also that what? I could beat Yavan. I could be misgaber over what Yavan tries to throw at me. All the gashmias of the world. All the taivas of the world, all the chachma, all the chitzonis of the world. I have the ability to be above that. All the emptiness of this world. Right? Ki kevar nitzchu hakoach shel chachmas chitzonis b'mei Yavan. Because we already beat them thousands of years ago. But that was selling nitzchi. V'koach hanitzachon hazeh hu olam mislechol doros. It exists always. That's why we say hal. Why? Because it's something that's forever. U'bekoach kol adam l'sgaber al nisayon hazeh. And every single person, no matter who you are, has this koach in them from what? From the time the Chashem Naim beat the Yavanim. Ubefra. And specifically, by Yom Tov Shel Chanukah, Sheyeredes Osan Ha'aros, Sheyardu B'mei Chashem Naim, Adafka during the days we're coming to now, the days of Chanukah, when the Chashem Naim won this nace, won this war, V'nostin koach la'adam nesgamer al kocho shel Yavan. And you know what we got from Chanukah? The koach for a person to beat on the hashkafas of the Yavanim. The derech of the Yavanim. These are the days now to beat that. To not be an empty yid. To be a fiery yid. Like we said before, that Yavan is the Indian of chalal, emptiness. Right? Chil Hashem. What does it mean, Chil Hashem? Apparently, Chil Hashem is, everyone says it very loosely. What does it mean? Chil Hashem means that what? It's empty of Hashem. That's exactly what Yavan represents. To be mechalal everything. Just to empty everything out. It's like, what's the gematria of chalal?
68.
68, gematria chayim. Because the ikker thing that they try to be mechal is the chayim. They take away the chayim. That's exactly what we have to fight against. Is what? No. To make it, to have to know what Hashem's here. We won that battle on Yavan. Ksiv, it says, the choshech al pnei tahom, it says in Parsha Bereishis, the choshech was on the tahom. Mashma, sheyavan amru is milas choshech, right? We know they say this, right? Tohu vavohu, the choshech al pnei tahom. So we said this last night. Choshech, tohu represents Bavel, vavohu is pras madai, and it says choshech, that's yavan, and tahom, that's Edom, that's Esav, right? Yeah? So yesh lo shaychis im malchus Edom harmuzim b'tahom. So we see what? We see that Yavan has a big time shaychis, has a connection with Edom. Ki oso akoach shel geulas Yavan, because that koach of the geula of Yavan, kishinigalu me'achoshach shel Yavan, that when we're freed, right, from the choshach, from the darkness of Yavan, oso or shebaka toch achoshach, that or that broke into that choshach, hu hanosin lanu koach la'avor al tahom. That koach, that or of Hanukkah, lets us get through the tahom, which is Edom. Tahom is like the al pnei tahom is like the bottom, the lowest part. Yeah. Ubekoach anitzachon de'az, and that nitzachon we had against Yavan, shenitzeach chachma Torah al chachmas chitonius. That koach we had, that the Torah, the emistic Torah, beat the chachmas chitonius. Nisan hakoach lichol echad listabik v'torah. That itself gives every person now, in this generation, gives every person the koach to be connected to Torah today. From what? From that nitzachon of Hanukkah. Right, I'll just tell you one quick remez, right, from the Tzvi Letzadik, Tzchus Egen Leinu, says very nicely. So as we say, Bikavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Elu. Right? He says that what? If you take the gematria of Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, it's gematria 939, yeah? Shmonas, Shin Mem Nun Taf, Yimei, Yud Mem Yud, Chanukah, Ches Nun Vav Chav Hei. Right, so 790 plus 60 plus 89, what do you get?
If I do the wrong thing, like I know that
I'm 939, very good, 939. So now if you take the word Torah, so spell out Torah like this, right? Taf is Taf Vav, then Vav Vav, right? Then Resh Yud Shin, and then hey hey. So you're spelling Torah up a meal. That tough is tough vav. Vav is vav vav. Resh is resh yud shin. Hey is hey hey. Yeah, what do you get? So he says you get exactly what? Also 939. That meaning what? Hakol hayal is gabral yavan sheratzu lashkicham Torah secha. That they wanted for us to forget Torah secha. Ulavir mechukei ritzonecha. Right? But the whole nekuda of shmonas yimei Chanukah is gematria Torah b'miloi. So if you realize what it says about Yavan, it says Lashkicham Torah Secha. What does it mean Torah Secha?
Your Torah.
Whose Torah? Hashem's Torah. That what? That there's a couple different Torahs in this world. Some people learn Torah for my own sake. That's the Yavan's Torah. They want to what? Lashkicham Torah Secha. To forget the Torah of Hashem. Forget the pnimius that's in the Torah. Forget the emes that's in the Torah. To make Torah into something chitonius. That's exactly what Yavan tried to do to us. But from the koach of beating Yavan, from the koach of being misgaber over them, gives us the koach to light up that choshech. V'ayide koach ha-Torah l'isgaber ha-Tahom. And through the koach of Torah that we came out of, like we said, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Gematria Torah b'miloi. V'chein nirmaz v'sar makadoshim al-pasuk, the pasuk says in Tehillim, arachti ner l'mshichi, that I spread out, right? Arachti ner l'mshichi. So you see, there's a shaychus of the word ner to Mashiach. So what's the remez? So he says like this, Shebekoach Neis Chanukah, with the koach of the Neis of Chanukah, Neilech Lekras Mashiach Tzukenu. That koach of the Neis of Chanukah is going to bring us the koach to come to Mashiach. Like it says in the Gemara, Sheneis Chanukah Nikre Sof Kol Anisim, and Yumach Kav Tes, Amar Aleph. That Neis Chanukah is called Sof Kol Anisim, the end of all Anisim, meaning what? Sheperusho, who shehu nosin banu akoch lavor akol atzaros begolus Edom. That what? The Chanukah is that or that helps us get through this last galus. It's the or that lights up all the choshech of everything. Right? Just tell you a nice remez. So you go like this. We take Edom is represented by Esav, right? So that's Esav. So Esav is gematria 376. Yeah. So Esav 376. And Yavan is gematria 66. So what do you get if you add up Esav plus Yavan?
Four forty-two.
So it's gematria MS with the kol, right? So what's the shaychus of Esav and Yavan with the MS? So we know the nekuda here we said before about Yavan is everything about them is halal, Right, Chil Hashem means what? They try to empty out Hashem from everything. So there's a vort from the Kusver. It says you take the following three words, right? If you take the word MS, right? Take the word MS. What's the next word? Adam. And Adnus. Aleph Da Nun Yud. Neshem Hashem. Aleph Da Nun Yud. Okay? So now, what's the first letter of all these letters?
Aleph.
Aleph. So now if you take away Aleph from MS, what do you get?
Mace.
Mace. Take away the Aleph from Adam, what do you get?
Dam.
And take away Din. So he says, what does Aleph represent? So Hashem is called the Alufo Shel Olam. He's the what? He's called the Alufo Shel Olam. That everything that Yavon and Esav try to do, they try to take away that MS. They try to spread that Sheker. Means the what? They try to remove the Aleph from MS, which is Mace. Right? They try to take away the Aleph from Adam, which is Dam. And they try to take the Aleph from Anus, which becomes Din. Our Nakud is what? To always have that MS. That's why MS is called Kush the Kai. It always stands strong. Right? But that's exactly what they try to do. So Yavon's whole Metzias, the Tzvi Tzadik says in different Torah, is that the whole Metzias of Esav is he's complete Sheker. And the whole Metzias of Yavon, the Argadaliah says, they're also complete Sheker. And we know the difference between MS and Sheker is what? Is that Sheker falls apart and MS lifts. So everything they try to do is try to take away that Aleph. Arnold Kudus is to try to find what? That Aleph's there. And that's what Chanukah gives us. Because you realize all Chanukah is, right? You only like one light. The whole Nes came from one Or, which is that Aleph. As long as you mikash yourself to that Aleph, you won't fall into the darkness of Yavon Nesav. One more paragraph. V'chein matzinu be'emes shebechol shana v'shana. Every year, meir ha'or shel Chanukah. Every year, that Or of Chanukah comes back. Shehei b'yecholas Adam l'natzeach al ha'koch shel Adam. That gives the person koach to go over Adam, to be misgaber over Esav. Kidi Esav b'shem achidush arim schus hagen lenu. That shamalikim b'chanukah lamid vavneros. So on Chanukah we light 36 candles, right? Why 36 candles? Ba'alamid vavneros nosim le'ish Yisrael koach la'avor. So these 36 candles give a person the koach to pass over al halamid vav yamim sheish me'chaf hei kislev. Ad Sof Teves, that there are 36 days from the beginning of Chanukah till the end of Teves. So why? What does that do for us? What does Teves represent? Ki yemei Teves nekram yircha de Esav. Because the days of Teves are considered the days of Esav. But these 36 nairs of Chanukah light up that month of Esav. And takes away the koch of Esav. Right? That's why.
Why is Teves equals Esav?
Because basically the B'nai Sassler, not for now, but just to say it shortly, is that the years spread out, that there's 6 months to Yaakov, 6 months to Esav. For example, Nisan year Sivan belongs to Yaakov, and then Tammuz Avel belongs to Esav. Right? I'll tell you an unbelievable remez, right? And then Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev belongs to Yaakov, and Teves Shvat Adar belongs to Esav. So go to this. So then you're going to tell me, hold on. Isn't Elul and Adar Gishmak months? So it says that's why that it's considered there's two beginnings of the year. There's Nisan and the end of the year is Elul, and there's Tishrei and the end of the year is Adar. So when Esav came out of the womb, what did Yaakov grab onto? What part of the body is Akev? The end of the body. So the Bnei Sosser says, so what when Yaakov grabbed out this Akev, he grabbed back Elul and grabbed back Adar. So we have those. So the two times, as we see, Tammuz and Av are tough months for us, and also Teves and Shvat is a little bit tough for us. Right? So, but those months belong to Esav. But Chanukah comes, and what? No, it brings it back to us. We take it back. That's why Rubenstein said a couple years ago, that's why if you look, that what? The Chanukah goes into Teves. Therefore, the Or of Chanukah lights up the whole Teves, and we step on, that's why Esav's head is buried in the Maror Machpelah. Why? Because it's like stepping on the head of Esav at the beginning of Teves. So we take it back from him. Right? Through the 36 candles, through the 36 candles, it gives us the koch to go through all of Teves, which belongs to Esav. Cain. Haneshah Chanukah. So too with the Nes of Chanukah. Nosin koach. It gives a person to override, to be misgaber over this gulls of Edom, of Esav now. This koach is the or of the menorah. Shehu or haTorah, which represents the or of Torah. Like we always say, right? I heard this from Judah, that the lamed vav neiros Chanukah represents the lamed vav mesechtes of Shas. Right? That's what it's the time of a chizak in Torah. She bizchus or haTorah, through the schus of the or of Torah, yehi bicholaseinu lahachzik ma'amad begalazeh. We're going to be able to mechazik ourselves in this last galus. Ad sheniske legula b'mehir menu amen. Until we're zochah to that final time gula. But what happens now, with that or of Hanukkah, it gives us the koch to keep going. It gives us the koch to light up all of galus, to see that Hashem's with us in galus. Just to finish off with Derech Remez, right? On just two more things. So we see a big Indian of Hanukkah, like Rabbi Nachman says, the Pasuk Dilem says, Shalach Orcha Vamitcha. Right? Shalach Orcha, send your Or and your Emes. So Rav Rumi seems to say, Shalach, it's Gematria 338, it's Gematria Ner Hanukkah, right? With the Kolel. And then Orcha is obviously the Ner, the Or of Hanukkah. And then Vamitcha, so Rabbi Nachman says that what? When Hashem sends down his Or of Hanukkah, an Or of Emes comes down. The MS comes down to the world. So if you look, we learned this with Moshe Tzvi a couple years ago from the Arizal. Says after you finish Shema in the morning, right? You say V'yatzi. So from that point of Hashem Lekichan MS until beginning of Shemon Esrei, how many times do you say the word MS? No. Keep guessing. You say MS 8 times. 8 times, exactly. So those 8 times of MS are connected to those 8 days of Hanukkah. It means that what? That Hanukkah brings that aura of MS to the world. And MS lights everything up. As long as I have MS, then what? That's the Ikra Nekuda. I would say, Moshe MS, Viso Russell MS. Then what? Not to learn Torah stam. To learn the MS of Torah. Amita Shal Torah. Lamita Shal Davar. That's the whole Nekuda, to get there, to get to that MS. MS in the Eretz Titzmah, Eretz Yisrael especially. That's where the MS comes from. Moshe MS is so Russell MS. When I connect to that, to look for MS, to daven for MS. So what's the Nekuda of MS? How do I find MS? Right, MS is a very hard thing to find. Right? But I'll tell you one thing. Is that we know, we said before, that the Or of Hanukkah represents the Or of Pnimius HaTorah. The Or of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Zohar is Lashon of Or. So it goes like this. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar, he says, Anon b'chavivusa talya milsa. He says, our Inyan, our Chevra, b'chavivusa talya milsa. So you know what works for us? With a hava between each other. A hava between chavir. Right? That's why if you look at the word Maccabee, yeah? The Rubenstein always says that Maccabee is Rosh Tevos, mechavein b'shem kol Yisrael. That everything they did was what? That their whole kavana was just b'shem kol Yisrael. Hav Yisrael. So he says like this. The Zohar Kadosh says, Anon b'chavivusa talya milsa. Our whole Inyan is what? With chavivas. So I heard from David Weinberg, brother of Moshe Tzvi. Yeah. So he says, what do we say every day in Ashrei? Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol Ashrei karu be'emes. V'tarei libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. So what's the meaning of be'emes? So be'emes is Ashrei Tevos, Anon b'chavivusa talya milsa. That what MS is what? Is connecting to Hav Yisrael. Being part of a Hav Yisrael. Being Yiddishkeit. Being part of a Jew. Looking like a Jew, like the Oridaya was saying. So Nekuda, Be'emes, Be'ez Aleph Memtav, Zosh Tevos, Anon, Anon, B'chavivusa, with like a Hava, Chavivus, Talia, Milsa. Everything with us is Talia and a Hava between each other. That what? Not to try to impress the guy, and to realize that what? We work so much on impressing the guy, and what about Hav Yisrael? I'm not working on my relationship to other Jews. Like we said before, tonight's a night, like the Berditchever used to say. We'll say this again by New Year's. The mitzvah with the Berditchever, some say also the shame of Simcha Bunim. Right? Is that the Berditchever would very much celebrate New Year's. Why? Because what would he say? He would say to Hashem the following. He'd walk around the streets early morning. He would look forward to New Year's the whole year. Why? Because he'd walk around the streets early morning and see people passed out, throwing up, right? Wine bottles, not with their wives, with a different woman, right? With all these different things. And look up to Shemayim and he'd say, Hashem, how givadig is this? Look what the Goyim do on their New Year's and look what we do on our New Year's. So the same thing Nekuda is tonight. Thanksgiving, right? Boreal. Look what they do on their day of things, right? The whole day, everyone's looking for what? To sit and eat a lot and play football and watch football. It's very nice, don't get me wrong, it's very nice. But look what they do and look what we do on our on days of Hal and Oda. That what? We sit in front of our neighbor's Hanukkah and we sing Shir Siris with Tishbachos. Whole Nekuda is people sometimes get so involved with, oh, Thanksgiving. And don't get me wrong, it's very nice to sit with family, for sure. But when's the last time you had a suit on Rosh Chodesh? When's the last time you had a suda on Tu Bishvat? When's the last time you had a suda for a tzaddik? When's the last time you had a suda on Hanukkah? Yeah. What does your Purim suda look like? Do you put more avoda into your suda for Thanksgiving? More so than what you put into a Shabbos suda? More so than what you put into a Purim suda? Is where are our shkafas? What are we doing? It is what to be a yid. To not be afraid. You know, so, and a lot also. You know, a lot of times people say, no, it's a great day off. It's a great day off. Some people are working on Valayla, and they say, you know what? When I have time off, that's when I'm going to learn. That's when I'm going to have a strong davening. So this is a perfect example. You have a day off. What are you doing with it? Hanukkah's coming. Where's your kavanas? What are you looking for? That's the nekuda. You know? It's like, again, obviously always to be thankful for everything we have. Baruch Hashem, we have such great Yiddishkeit in America. It's such a schus for that. But especially if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then like, what's the Indian? You know? And how many people even eat turkey the whole year? And, oh, yeah, I have to have my turkey. You don't eat turkey the whole year. Sometimes we become such goyim. Our whole hashkafa is the hashkafa of the goyim. Our whole, the way we look, the way we talk, the way we act. So Hanukkah represents that a Jew makes a decision that what team am I on? So I'll tell you, I'll finish with one maisa. Heard this from Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, Chief Rabbi at Tzfas. You listen to this, let's change your life. Because I remember I heard this Shana Bet, and it mama struck a chord in me like never struck before. So he spoke to us when we were in Tzfas. It was right before Pesach. His father was Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who was like one of the big Sephardi Rebbeim. So he said the following. He said that that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to ask his children a question every year. He says, it says, Adam liros as atmo ki ilu hu yatsam Mitzrayim. That a person has an obligation to see as if he himself is leaving Mitzrayim. Right? Not that we had Yitzis Mitzrayim, so that we're actually leaving Mitzrayim. So he asks his sons every year, what does that mean, that you have to see yourself as leaving Mitzrayim? So he gave us a mashal. He said, let's say you have a game. Let's say you have that the USA is playing versus Canada. Yeah? Okay, to make it even better. Let's say what team do you like? You like the Jets? So the Jets are playing the Patriots, yeah? So he's saying, do you say that we're playing the Patriots? Or do you say that the Jets are playing the Patriots? Do you say that, oh, we had a rough night last night. We were a big game today for the boys. Do you say that it's our team that we lost? Or that the Jets lost? So you say, Rav Mordechai Yisai, you have to check, what team are you on? Do you associate yourself that we went out of Mitzrayim? Or was that? No, it was 1,000 years ago, and I'm not on that team. I'm on the Jets. So the person has to get his hashkafos correct. What team am I playing for? Where do I want to be? That's the whole nekuda of Hanukkah. The Jew has to choose on Hanukkah. What team am I on? What Torah am I learning? Hashem's Torah or the Yevanim Dik Torah? The Yevanim are all saying to us, come, join us, join each other. You know what Yevanim do? Like we always say, it starts with a Yud, which is very high up. Then it goes to a Vav, which is a little lower down. And it goes to a Nun, which takes you all the way down. And what? You're left with mamish nothing. Nekuda is a yid has to realize what being a yid, that's the nekuda of it. Being a Jew, choosing to be a Jew, of course it's tough. It's tough. We have to struggle for Limud Torah. It's a struggle. We have nisyonos. But nisyonos is what makes us big. And it's worth it. Every second is worth it to be a yid. Live with chiyas. So that day of Mashiach, when that shofar comes, the yidin who strive to stay away from Yavan, Mashiach comes and be, oh, give up. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagilu b'nischa b'shua so. And the yidin who step away, be very rough. Very rough. Kuda is kushtakai. Choose emes. Don't choose Esav. Don't choose Yavan. Choose what team are you on. Choose to be on Klal Yisrael. That's ikker team to be on. So b'schus that we zochar that day, like we read before, like it says about Mashiach, that Hanukkah is called Sof Kol Nisim. She perusha hu shu nosim banu koach la'avor kol tzaras begalos Edom. That what? That Hanukkah is the orus that bring us to Mashiach. So that day to dance in the base of Mikdash, to daven mat Mashiach. That day of Yom Shkul Shabbos from here at Menu. Amen.